KOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if I start to sound like a preacher up here, remember my dad, dear old dad, rest his soul. He was a Baptist minister. And I must say, I picked up a lot of my antics and styles from him. Now, his ministry, of course, was to save souls. He was a good old Baptist minister. And his job was to go out here and get people to do the right and narrow, the straight and narrow, and live right. Well, my mission and my ministry is to put these businesses on the straight and narrow so that they can live right, so they can have a fruitful and productive future, positive impact on our community. Our community has some challenges, but nothing that we can't overcome if we just train our resources on these problems. We have our youth are still having some challenges with getting employment. We have a lot of our businesses are failing. We have about 2.6 million businesses in our community that's only hiring about 1 million people in our community. Now, that's a mismatch. That means we're only hiring about 4% of our population with our businesses. That's not a good stat. And if we had to write a check, we can only write about a $7,000 a year check to those folks that we've hired. That's not a good number. Only 4% of the population can we hire of our own, and we can and the ones that we do hire, we can only write them a $1,000 check a year. I don't know about you folks, but that's not really a good situation to be in. So that means every Friday at 10:30 a.m., I'm here bringing this good marketing gospel, trying to change this dynamic. We have to create successful businesses. Just starting a business is not good enough. That business has to succeed, and the best way to succeed is to engage in some type of marketing effort, because if you don't have customers, you do not have a business. You may have something to put on your uniform, a little logo to hang on your wall, a sign to put on the side of your car, but you do not engage in a productive, viable business. So what we do here on the Marketing Pulpit Show, we bring information, we bring guests, we bring just tools. We need some tools to make it happen. And today is no exception. I am Robert Gatewood. I am your host. I've been in this marketing and business development arena for almost 25 years. Been self-employed for 20 plus. And I've done it all. I started out just writing marketing strategy. I've been in the food industry. I've been in the medical industry. I've been in the legal industry. I've been in the music industry. I've been in them all. But they all have one thread in common. You have to have the right audience. And you have to market. You have to market. Got to get those customers coming in the door. Without customers, you don't have a business. I will say that until my face is blue. Getting a little blue over here, folks. So let's jump on it. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about some great and exciting things. I also have in the studio today with me, interesting young man, Mr. Edward Tate. He's starting a new initiative. We'll hear all this talk about music, and we hear about this and that and the other, and how it's influencing our young people. Well, folks, I always say if there's a problem, you don't complain about it. You do something about it. And so what Brother Tate is doing, he is looking at music and its influence. Sometimes it has a positive influence. Sometimes it has a negative influence. Depends on how you do it. But he is determined that we can turn music into a positive. Good morning, Brother Tate. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brother Gatewood. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. The pleasure is mine. So what we're going to do... Mr. Tate, just feel free to jump in on the many topics we're going to talk about. But later in the show, he's going to talk about his initiative, his project, Message in the Music. In the meantime, you can go check out his website while we're gathering up here at themessageinthemusic.net and find out more about him. But Brother Tate, you got a lot going on here. And what we try to do every day is bring people into, have to bring them up to date on what's going on out here in the world, because we don't live in a vacuum. Everything affects everything else. So whether it's the crazy guy in the White House, whether it's Congress, whether it's the economy, we just had some job numbers released today. 235,000 jobs were created in the month. Of course, Trump is going to take advantage of it. He's going to say, oh, it's because I did it. I create the greatest jobs. I'm the greatest job creator. But when those numbers were being released by the president, the past president, they would say, hey, it was something wrong with it. It's fake news. It's all this kind of stuff. So you got to be, yes, be objective and be fair across the board here. Also, we're going to talk about the later in the show. I'm going to talk about how to monetize your YouTube videos. Now, a lot of folks out here are getting on the internet. They put a lot of good work out here. Let me tell you something, folks. Creativity, content, it is so valuable, but so many people just really don't know how to monetize it. So when you get all these great ideas, you got all this great content, and you're putting it out here, you go to these, I'm sure everybody who has a cell phone or a computer, you bring up these videos, you just go from screen to screen looking at these videos, and you're laughing and sharing them and making them viral. Well, guess what? If that is original content, and if that's your video, you could be getting paid. You could be getting paid. So those funny videos you're laughing at, somebody could be getting paid if they're not already. We're going to talk about how to monetize your YouTube videos. So if you have those great ideas, you got a baby, you know, like the baby, put a nice little baby picture falling off the hat here and everybody's looking at it and laughing, you could actually be getting paid for that if that is your original video. So we're going to talk about how to do that later in the show as well. We're also going to talk about one of the things that's in the news today was this, of course, it's Trump and the Russians. Well, the latest development is that the Alpha Bank, one of the biggest banks in Russia, it's almost like Bank of America here. They were pinging the Trump Tower. Their IP address was pinging the Trump Tower. And people saying, so what's the big deal? Well, what the big deal is that this was very, very odd because that mail server that Trump had, about 80% of the traffic that was looking up that IP address was owned by this Alpha Bank in Russia. And the other 19% was owned by Spectrum Health, which is an organization that's run by the husband of Betsy DeVos. So about 90-95% of the traffic coming to this particular server from Trump Tower has ties to either Russia or somebody in his administration. Everything is just odd. And so what we're going to do later in the show, a lot of people are hearing terms they never heard of before, things like mail server, POP, DNS, IP addresses. I'm going to clear up some of those terms in the next segment so that when you hear these discussions about all these computer terms, so you can at least have an understanding, so you can jump into the conversation. You can fake people, make them think you know what you're talking about. So I'm going to give you like an overview of what some of those terminologies are. And of course, in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Mr. Tate going to talk about messaging to music and what he's doing out here to actually change the dynamic in our community. Music is such a powerful, it's so powerful, it's so universal that if something that's powerful needs to be channeled properly. I'm also going to quickly touch on some of the laws of the mind and how it actually applies to something like music, something that's repeated over and over again, and how it actually affects the psyche. People say, well, it's just music, so what? Man, let me tell you, from somebody who's in marketing, about 95% of marketing is psychology. It's understanding the mind and how it works and moving people. So we're going to talk about some of the laws of the mind and laws of suggestion. So we got a lot going on today. I'm going to talk about the events coming up. And on March 21st, I'm going to be at the Maryland Women's Business Center. I'm going to be doing a workshop on effective website and social media strategies. This group out here, Miss Angie Duncanson, she's actually spearheading this event. It's only $25. It's at the Bowie Business Innovation Center at 14,000 Jericho Park Road in Bowie. And you can go to their website at www.marylandwbc.org/training and go ahead and get yourself in that class. Also on this coming Monday, I'm going to be doing a class at the Prince George's Community College on networking. That class is very important. If somebody who's, let's say you have a limited budget and you don't have the funds to engage in traditional advertising, which can be kind of costly, depends on how you look at it. If you have more time than you have money, then networking is a very, very lucrative way to engage the stakeholders that are necessary to create a successful business. And when we're talking about stakeholders, of course, we're talking about not just clients. We're also talking about people like suppliers and vendors and partners and funders, distributors, and so forth. And to have a successful business, you can't just focus on getting clients. You have to focus on the others. Because let's just say you decide to go into the hair business. As much as you want clients, if you can't get hair, you don't have a hair business. So to get the suppliers and the distributors are part of those stakeholders that are necessary to successfully engage in a hair business, and that applies to any business. So whatever type of business you're in, whether it's music, whether it's hair, whether it's medical, whether it's legal, you have to be able to engage and attract the other stakeholders that are necessary to make that business go around. So that's going to be the focus of the class at Prince George's Community College on Monday, and I will be conducting that. So I'll be bringing you this information as off and on how the on these valuable classes that are coming up. And you need to get this information, people. There's information out here if you would just take the time to go get it. It's affordable. See, there's this myth that you have to go to a four-year college, then you leave the four-year college and you go get another degree and a two-year college, get your master's degree and so forth. But there are some things that you need right now that you can't wait 4 years, and some things don't even take 4 years. Like if you need to know how social media works, if you need to know how a website works, unless you're going to major in that or that's part of your services that you offer, sometimes you just need somebody to show you how to get from point A to point B in the shortest fashion. And sometimes another thing is that sometimes you just need the knowledge. If you hire a web designer or a webmaster or a social media strategist or a logo designer, you want to know what that person is doing to make sure you're actually getting the real value for what you paid for. So take advantage of these courses at the Bowie Business Center and Prince George's Community College, and so that you can be abreast, and particularly in this social and technological world. Don't let yourself fall too far behind, because the further you fall behind, the harder it's going to be for you to catch up. So I encourage you, get this information, get it any way you can. You can take courses online, but there's nothing like coming out and sitting in front of an instructor like yours truly, and let me lay it out there for you, because I've done it. It's one thing to talk to people who are talking about it, but it's a totally different thing when you're talking to somebody who's actually has done it and is currently doing it. So that's going to be the classes that are coming up. And let's see here. Also, go to gatewoodmarketing.com if you need help with your website, if you need some marketing assistance, if you need some social media assistance, if you need a logo, if you are just sitting there saying to yourself, I need to turn my business up a notch. I had a young lady sitting in front of me yesterday. She just happened to come by to have a quick discussion, but she realized she needed a lot of things, and so we're going to be working with her. She has an accounting company. So anyway, go to gatewoodmarketing.com, see if we can help you with your business needs. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these computer terms. Also, we're going to be having Mr. Tate with Message in the Music. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the Good Marketing Gospel. We're not saving souls, we are saving businesses. So if you have a business and you need to turn it up a notch, that's not even an if. You know that, Brother Tate, if somebody has a business, I get so tired of people saying, well, I have my business, it's doing okay. But the thing about business, it's like the old Chinese proverb. You can't stand still on a bike. If you're not moving forward, you're going to fall over. It's just that simple. So the old proverb of if you're not moving forward, you will fall over, it not only applies to a bicycle, but it also applies to a business. You have to be moving forward at all times. And so what we try to do here on the Marketing Pulpit is I don't care if your business is successful. I say hats off to you. But you still got to make it better, because in business, you have to be on offense and defense. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she kept saying, well, you know, I don't need to advertise. I got business. I got word of mouth. I got this. I got that. You have to be advertising just to hold your competition at bay. Because if they're advertising and you're not, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when they will overpower you. So you have to do some type of advertising, engage in some type of business development and promotion effort. Now, if you need some people don't, if you're more of a, see, in a abstract but very forward thinking way, you can just hire a guy like me, put me on retainer, just put me to work, just figuring it out. Well, some people can't deal with that. They need the more concrete. So you can go to gatewoodmarketing.com. I've actually put together some packages, a package that includes a website, a package that includes getting your logo. You can buy these items a la carte if you don't feel like doing the retainer or being in the ethereal realm. Go to Marketing Pulpit or Gatewood Marketing and look at those advertising packages and get something going. Do something. I'm telling you. Don't just sit there and expect customers to fall out of the sky. And I don't want to hear this about I have word of mouth. You're going to run out of little man and grandma and Aunt Susie and cousin Tyrone eventually. It's just not enough of them to get you to critical mass. And you must reach critical mass to be successful in business. Now, we were talking about, Brother Tate, we were talking about when I was thinking about your music. And I was thinking about people say, well, music, it's just music. All you're going to do is sit there. What harm can it be to sit there and listen to a rapper or somebody who's saying something very derogative or something that's not very positive? Well, here's something to keep in mind about the mind. And the mind is a set of cognitive facilities that includes consciousness, perception, thinking, judgment, and memory. So here's one of the rules of the mind. So when you think about music, when you think about people that are going to motivational speeches, people that are going to people that are meditating, chanting, and so forth. One of the things that just strikes me more than anything else is that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Now, some people are going to argue with you all day long. They're going to say, look, hey, I got a degree. I read up on this. I'm looking at hard science facts. But when imagination comes up against knowledge, imagination wins. Because a stronger emotion will trump a weaker one. And imagination, creativity, trumps logic. Which explains why Trump is in the White House, actually. it was not knowledge that got him in. It was he was able to use such things as fear, such things as scarcity, such things as consensus that were able to overcome actually people's logic. Another one of the rules of the mind is that opposing thoughts cannot be held simultaneously. You can't be sitting there saying something is good and something is bad at the same time. It's either going to take one or the other. That's why you have to inject positive thoughts, because if you constantly being bombarded with negative thoughts, the opposing thoughts will override the positive ones. The negative ones will override the positive ones if that's all they hear. Here's a thought that once a suggestion is acted upon, it's easier for the next one to be accepted. That means there is a weakening that once you get, it's like the mind is like a door. Once you let something in there, a thought, whether it's good or bad, if that good thought gets in there, that means the next good thought is going to have an easier ride. Same thing with a negative thought. If a negative thought gets in there, the next negative thought is going to be easier, and the next one after that is going to be even easier. Another rule is that every thought has a physical response in the body. So if I'm sitting here, if I sit here and I think about food, that's going to be actually a physical reaction in my body. The mouth is going to water, I'm going to tingle, I'm going to get hungry. So when you think about something, your body responds in a metaphysical way. These are all the more reasons why we have to be aware of what goes in our head. Now, here's a law of suggestion whenever attention is concentrated on an idea over and over again, it spontaneously realizes itself. Now, if you want to take all this and condense it into a song, remember back in, who's the guy? George Clinton. Remember the song, Good Thoughts, Bad Thoughts? Anybody who has never heard that song, just go to Google, go somewhere, and listen to that song. He said, thoughts that you allowed to be accepted as true in your conscious mind will sooner or later be accepted by your conscious mind and will manifest itself into an act. Good thoughts bring forth good thought, good fruit. BS thoughts rot your meat. So anyway, folks, those are some rules of the mind that you need to be aware of. And we segue into our session with Brother Tate. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get Brother Tate to jump in here. Brother Tate, I think this is as good a time as any to tell us about the message in the music. I like the name because whether we like to realize it or not, I don't care how far you go back. Go back, I guess, the caveman times when they were making music. Music is just embedded with all types of messages. Some are subtle. Some are really in your face. So tell us, first, just tell us about your project, Message in the Music. And let me introduce you to the audience. Folks, this is Edward Tate.
Thank you, Brother Haywood. I just think, Brother Gatewood, it's a pleasure to be on your show to have this opportunity to share with your listening audience what the Message in the Music is all about. But what I would like to do is take a step back into the previous point that you were making.
Okay, good.
Regarding the mind.
Okay.
Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that, you know, anytime a conquering nation overtakes a conquered nation, they take the woman as booty for war so that they can inject into her mind the ideas, the ideology, the philosophy of the enemy, so that as she raises her children, she's no longer raising children for the conquered nation. She's raising children for the nation that conquered them.
Wow.
And so what you have in America right, what you have going on in America right now is a process of dumbing down.
Okay.
Since slavery. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that in order for the European or white man to rule, they had to put the creative mind of the black man to sleep. Mm. Now, the creative mind of the black man is the subconscious mind. So we must come to a deeper understanding of the laws of consciousness,
yes,
and the laws of mind. And we must practice not only mind management, which is achieved through thought management.
Right.
Because the law of consciousness, you know, is of such that it only knows to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious
right.
mind. And I have to submit that if any individual, any community that is about transformation and reform is not focusing on the laws of consciousness and how to impart that understanding to the masses of our people that they may take control over their own destiny by managing their own thoughts and produce circumstances that produce life and peace and harmony, then they're really not that serious. Because Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. And he say, also, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So everything starts in the mind.
You know what, Brother Tate? It goes back. Sometimes people need a historical parallel. If you go back to the Third Reich and Hitler, when he started his rise to power, I mean, he started with the Kristallnacht and breaking up the glass and so forth. But when his plan started, first person he hired was a guy named Goebbels. Mm-hmm. It was information ministry. And his thing was to understand that the first thing we have to control is the media. Because once you start injecting mm-hmm. people's mind with propaganda, mm-hmm. you got them there. Mm-hmm. Before he fired any a single shot, the first thing he had to do was control people's mind. Mm-hmm. When he wrote the book, Mein Kampf, My Struggle, he just kept repeating some of these suggestions that I talked about. You keep repeating something over and over again, eventually it will manifest itself. So we don't have to look that far, and then we've seen it again in the most recent election. Some of the same tactics that we saw Goebbels initiate, we're seeing now with Steve Bannon. So what I'm suggesting, that's why I'm glad to have you as a guest, when you're being constantly bombarded, particularly young people who are vulnerable, people in certain communities have lack of resources, You have to counterbalance that with something. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of anything that's more pervasive and more positive, that can be positive, than music. So that's why but anyway, as you were saying.
Yeah, and that's perfectly true, because music is a universal language. And so what we're attempting to do with the message in the music is to use the message in the music in the performing arts community to promote unity and love in the community.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do there, Mr. Tate. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Marketing Pulpit I have in the studio, Mr. Edward Tate, of Messaging the Music. Call 1-800-450-7876 if you have a question. We're also talking about the mind this morning. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450-95.9
FM. Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if you have a company, you're thinking about going into business, then you want to set your dial every Friday at 10:30 a.m. right here on the Marketing Pulpit Show at Radio 1. I want to thank Ms. Kathy Hughes for allowing us on this platform. Hats off to Ms. Karen Jackson over here and crew. They've actually make this all possible. And if you're looking for an opportunity to get yourself on there, then contact Ms. Jackson. She probably can get you on here too if you got a good story. It's all about storytelling, folks. Also, we have the Marketing Pulpit packages if you want to join us and get on here as one of our guest hosts. And we put you on here at least once a month and talk about your topic, bring your content, and drive some people to your organization. It's all about content and storytelling. The old ways of marketing, folks, they don't work like they used to. You just can't get on here and do 30-second spots only. Now, you can do those, too, to get the impressions and to build a brand. But to get that story out there and to get people to really understand what it is that you do, you need to get some type of content platform in place, and nothing stronger than a good old radio presence. You can call me at 301-839-2836 and find out more about how you can get on the air. We also have some other wonderful advertising packages, direct mail, Google pay-per-click, affiliate programs. And some people just sitting around, they just don't know what to do. They're not advertising because they don't really know what is working and what is not. Well, folks, I've done it. I've figured it out. I'm going to tell you what's working and what's not. And if it's not going to work for you, I'll tell you. And I would say, Law, you don't want to do that because of your industry. You want to do this. So give me a call, 301-839-2836, or go to gatewoodmarketing.com and check out some of the packages and how you can engage me to help you grow your business. We were talking about rules of demand. We're talking about music. Having the studio, Mr. Edward Tate, he has a new concept, a new project, a new website, Message in the Music. Welcome back to the studio, Mr. Tate.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you were talking about some of the reasons, some of the thought process that went into your deciding to take this bold leap. And my hat's off to you, because I wish there were more people like you doing this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, as we were saying earlier, Brother Gatewood, the purpose and goal of Messaging the Music is to use music and the performing arts to promote unity and love in the community, and to channel the creative talent of the artist to raise the community's collective conscious awareness around social issues that's impacting our community. The Messaging the Music is also an edutainment event, whereas each show will have a theme such as police brutality, unity, love, and the community and spiritual leaders will offer words of wisdom and healing and restoration around these topics while the artist would channel their creative artistic expression around that same theme.
Okay, so let's pick one. Let's just say Bruce, police brutality. We've had quite a few police shootings, and even though, I mean, we only hear about the shootings, but people are being harassed on a daily basis. People being pulled over, people being profiled, people being just harassed. Some people just can't even drive down the street. We have driving while black and all these other things that are going on. So you take a theme like that. So you're saying that you would build this around an event.
Yes, sir.
And so this event would be held, I guess, in a venue where people would come. So you explain that to me. So let's say, be hypothetical. So we have an event that's going to circle around police brutality. So how would that process work out?
Well, basically what we have is a platform.
Okay.
And it's really a platform for, you know, divine self-expression.
Okay.
Around these social issues that's adversely impacting us. A lot of conscious artists and, you know, artists in general who are positive do not have a platform to express themselves.
Okay.
So this is elevated, you know, in the community for them to have that form of expression to help uplift their community with their God-given talent. Well, now, the way that the format is set up, we're doing our our next show over at Muhammad Mosque Number 4.
Okay.
We have partnered with Muhammad Mosque Number 4 Cultural Arts Ministry, as well as the FOI-MGT.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a fine dining event where we're going to have lasagna, chicken, you know, vegetarian rice. And it's a fine dining atmosphere. And the artists will come up and, you know, do their piece, you know, on the actual topic. Each artist have to at least say something about the theme or incorporate that theme into their artistic expression.
So if you have a theme of police brutality, you can't get up there talking about job losses or something like that. You got to stick with the theme.
You got to stick with the theme.
Okay, that's good, because that's repeating that. That goes back to that mind process.
You
keep repeating something over and over again, it's going to sink in.
Right. And then in the show, we segue where we're going to be serving the food. The FOI will be serving the guests in white gloves, very professionally. And we will allow the spiritual and community leaders to come up during that time to offer words of healing and words of wisdom that will help, you know, mobilize us in a direction where we can get real results in the community around these issues.
Now, when you say spiritual leaders, is it a certain faith? Is this a collaborative effort between the different types of faith? So what kind of spiritual leaders are we talking about?
We're talking about spiritual leaders across the board.
Okay.
The entire gamut that represents the faith of the black community.
Okay.
Hebrew Israelites, Nation of Islam, Muslims, Orthodox Muslims, the Christian community, Moore Science community. We're coming after all of them to give them opportunity to express their spiritual truths around these social issues.
Well, you know what, Brother Dan, that's what I like, because you know, sometimes we find all these reasons to divide, to be divided into these different camps. And we know that when you put, it's like your hand, you know, you got all these fingers, but you put them all together, you got a strong fist that can really punch the heck out of you. And the same thing when you're talking about, like, some of these issues, if we can bring the different faiths together,
right,
and people don't be so segmented into different camps, then we can have a better impact on some of these societal issues like you're talking about. So that's really a very positive move, and I think that you're going to get some good response based on that.
Yes, sir. It's very important that the clergy community find a way to unite with the artistic and performing arts community.
Okay.
Because what we need today is a liberation gospel or a liberation theology that's going to actually free the minds of the people of what the imperialistic Christianity have done to our people for the last three or four hundred years. So it's the message in the music is more than just a show, Gatewood.
Okay.
It's a platform for healing. It's a platform for reconciliation and restoration.
Okay.
It's a platform for conscious elevation and mobilization towards change in our community. A lot of these young artists who are being influenced by the commercial hip-hop industry are victims, you know, of a plot that has been perpetrated against us.
Right.
See, in the early days, hip-hop was not widely accepted by the music industry.
Right.
We had to fight to be accepted. And once it became accepted, they saw that they didn't have the control over it. So they say, if we can't beat them, let's join them.
Right.
So they actually kidnapped and have taken hip-hop hostage, have perverted the message of hip-hop, and have given it back to our youth in the form of a
something we don't recognize.
A self-destructive tool.
Right.
Where they have perverted the message that the original hip-hop message was all about, which was unity and development and constructiveness.
And I think that's the part that many people don't get. They see hip-hop, it has this bad brand now. But like you said, it wasn't always that way.
Exactly.
Because I remember the Public Enemy and guys like that. I mean, it was all about the community and unity and uplifting. But like you said, it was hijacked. Mm-hmm. Hijacked by the imperialists, by people who out to just make a buck. And then they distorted it into something that we don't recognize. And that's the part where most people, that's where the story starts for most people. They don't go back to the beginning.
Exactly. And we're here to send a notice through messaging and music. And it's not to condemn anyone. It's more so to erect or put a clean glass next to a dirty glass.
Mm-hmm.
This ideology and philosophy that have been sold to the current crop of artists today, who's feeding the minds of our people, we cannot no longer accept these messages from our enemy that's destroying our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to turn the tide and transform the messages and music to something that's more positive and that sustains life.
Wow. Boy, that's powerful. Now, let's say you have the, it's a platform. It's not just a concert. And so if you're just looking to come out and get some good music, then that's good too, but that's not the total purpose. Like you said, it's a platform to kind of awaken people, to re-energize them, to embed some positivity. So what do you have any events on the calendar so far?
Yeah, but another thing
about
the message and the music is that we're going to be recording all our shows live. And we're going to be posting them up online.
Okay.
Because what we're really trying to capture is a real, genuine demonstration of interfaith unity, where we have decided to grow up into our maturity and put aside these petty differences mm-hmm. that have divided us by design, you see, and start that process of reconciliation and restoration within the community among the facets. So we're looking at the business community, we're looking at the clergy and spiritual community, we're looking at the community leaders, and we're also looking at vendors. We have a place in our platform for all vendors who wants to come out and market their products and their goods. Also, all artists that sign up to perform on the Message and Music platform can sell all their products free of charge. We're not looking to receive anything from any artist that's performing on our platform to perform. And one of the major aspects of Message and Music that we hope to set us a cut above the other formats out there is that we don't look to charge our artists to perform. You know, we have a budget. We're seeking to get filled through sponsors, through donors. We're 501c3 organization, and we're looking to pay the artists for their performances as opposed to them paying us. We also have other revenue generating opportunities for the artists as well, where they can actually go and be a part of soliciting sponsorships. They get a portion of that. And we also have a Black Business ad campaign, where we want to have a messaging and music ad campaign that showcases all of the local Black businesses in the community that support, you know, community events like the messaging and music.
Okay.
So that all our patrons and attendees can actually have that marketing tool to support the Black businesses within our community.
So if I'm in the young artist out here, or older artist, or just an artist in general, and I'm trying to make a toehold, I'm trying to be seen, I'm trying to be discovered, I'm trying to get some face time, then this would be an ideal, because, I mean, I'm telling you, this parallels to what I do with business owners. Sometimes people start a business, they sell insurance, they're an attorney, they're an accountant. I said, you're going to get much more traction if you get behind a cause. If you're doing it for something just besides the money. And I look at this the same when you're looking at artists that may be interested in joining the message in the music platform. Even if you don't sell a record, you are part of something. You're part of something. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's a purpose behind what you're doing.
Right.
And I notice in your website, you talk about the purpose. You talk about the movement. So if you're looking to, one, be part of something, something that also can get you, that can launch your music career, then, I mean, there's all kind of benefits to become a part of this movement.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned movement, because one of the key elements of Message and Music is a movement. We're trying to spark a movement among the conscious artist community in the DMV first, and then all over this nation. Because the conscious artist community must come together as a united voice and a muscle of strength, you know, that speaks on behalf, you know, of the suffering masses of our people, and also sends out messages of liberation and freedom that, you know, we eventually realize that as a reality.
Now, if somebody wanted to participate, what should they do?
Well, if they want to participate, they can go to the website, messageinthemusic.net. We have everything online. We have sponsors registrations. We have vendor registrations. We have speaker and also artist registrations. And we're definitely looking for youth pastors or any youth speakers who have a genuine concern in the upliftment of their community to, you know, contact us. Get on the platform. Allow your voice to be heard, that we may begin the resurrection process among the dead of our people, mentally, morally, and spiritually.
And I like that, because the young people, particularly, like I said, these youth pastors, they're tied into the social media. Mm-hmm. They have they're already plugged into the network that we're trying to reach. Mm-hmm. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm in the studio with Mr. Edward Tate of Message in the Music. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with the Message in the Music, and we're going to get into how to monetize your video on YouTube. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOR at 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by Compassion International. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway after Powder Mill Road before the NASA Goddard exit. It was an accident on the shoulder in delays from 198. New York Avenue inbound, still pretty slow. South Dakota Avenue down to Bladensburg Road Northeast, just the volume. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Lead Safe America. For today, cloudy, rain and snow showers ending this afternoon, high near 48. Clear and cold overnight, down to 23. Tomorrow, sunny and a couple of afternoon clouds, but a high only near 36. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit leadsafeamerica.org to learn more. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All righty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Mr. Edward Tate of Message in the Music. Don't forget to support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, over in Largo and National Harbor. So if you have an office need, whether you need it for a week, a month, an hour, a year, BLE Suites has a solution for you. You can, let's say you have an event coming up or a workshop, and you just want to get a space, about 30 people, sit down, kitchen, where you can get some coffee and beverages. You can put your platters and everything. You can got a nice, very comfortable environment, is top notch. Just call them at 301-322-1700 and let them give you a free walkthrough. You can also go to blesuites.com and they will be glad to introduce you to their office in Largo and National Harbor. And also, the other good added bonus, once you become part of the BLE family, you can use all of their facilities, whether the Largo office or the National Harbor. So if you have clients out in Virginia and Southwest D.C., right there in Fort Washington, Ackakee, you can have them meet you over at the National Harbor office. If you have clients up in the Bowie area, up in the Largo, Greenbelt, even Baltimore, you can meet them right here in Largo, Maryland. BLE Suites, blesuites.com, 301-322-1700. Mr. Tate, finally, just to sum it up, you got the Message in the Music. You got your events lined up, and I encourage people to go to the website. Also, we have the information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. We have the website. We have the phone number. And we encourage you to participate, whether you are an artist, whether you're a spoken word artist, a rap artist, an instrumentalist, if you're a community leader,
exactly.
Youth pastor.
That's
who
right.
else?
That's right. Everyone else.
You can participate in some way.
Entire community, exactly.
And if you can't participate in that way, just attend. Come to the events. Come out and support. Show financial support. You can become a sponsor. You can be a vendor. You can be a – there's all kind of ways to support. So everybody can support in some way.
Yeah. You know, and as we close, I really want to take this time to sincerely thank you, Mr. Gaywood, from the depths of my heart, for the quality services that you rendered me in developing this website.
Thank you.
So if you all go to the website and you are impressed with the quality, the presentation, the layout, you know, all credit go to Gaywood. He was the marketing genius behind that one.
Thank you.
I just had the idea and the concept. He put it all together for me. So thank you so much. And I do not want to be remiss in giving thanks to a few men that helped shape me to become the man that I am today.
Okay.
And still striving to realize. And the first one is a brother who I grew up with by the name of Dwayne Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the most positive brothers on 15th Place in Southeast where I grew up at, on the Strip.
Okay.
And I encourage all young brothers out there that if you're trying to find your way, you're trying to find your identity, look for the most positive brother that's closest to you, that's making things happen, that's making a difference in the community, and do your best to model your life behind him.
Okay, very good.
I'd like to also thank Michael Freeman, who's my Christian pastor.
Okay.
Muslim.
Okay.
He's my Christian pastor.
All right.
He came into my life in a very critical moment, and because of the support that he offered me, I'm here today.
All right.
I'd like to thank Brother Kadir Abdul Aleem, Brother Kadir Muhammad. He's the student minister over the Nation of Islam for today. And I'd like to also thank Dr. Aleem Muhammad, who actually birthed me into Islam, taught me everything that I know about being a stand-up kind of guy.
All right.
And, you know, among least but last but not least, is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I say them together because they are one.
All right.
And I just want to thank them because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan became the father that I never had. And I know it's a lot of young brothers out there that feel fatherless. And I just say tune in to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And for y'all young, the Joshua generation, tune in to Nuri Muhammad. Go to Google. Tune in to Nuri Muhammad. Listen to the wisdom. Because those are the type of lyrics that we need to be spit over top of the dope tracks that y'all are producing. Thank you very much.
All right, folks. Brother, you are positive. I mean, you just reap positivity, and that's what we really need. Like I say, you're talking about these young people need to find a powerful figure. I think they need to find you. And so if they can't get to you directly, definitely go through messaging the music. So parents and listeners, if you have a young person out there that's looking for to find his way, if he has a talent, he's creative, go to messageinthemusic.net and let him participate. And thank you again, Brother Tate. Folks, if you have a website or if you have a video out there, and I see so many, I'm guilty of being on YouTube more than I should. It used to be, I don't know, I think sometimes because of the background I'm in, I have to have something to spark my creativity. I used to watch TV at night, but now it's tended to steer more and more towards the internet and checking out videos and things like that. Well, guess what? People like me, I'm making somebody money by these views because advertisers are putting their ads inside these videos. And that's just one way that you can actually monetize your own video. I'm going to quickly give you some tips on how you can monetize your videos on YouTube. And it's something that's becoming more and more popular now. And many people that are not taking advantage of it is just really because nobody told them that they could. One, first of all, they didn't know they could. And the ones that knew they could didn't know how to do it. So let's kill some of these misnomers on how to make money on YouTube. All right, the first one, let's talk about, first of all, you need to set yourself up a YouTube channel. So if you don't have a channel, you got to set up a YouTube channel. Now, if you have Gmail, you are already part of the Google ecosystem. So set up yourself a YouTube channel. And then that's the first one. Go to YouTube. If you have Gmail, go ahead and push that little button. And your channel is almost instantaneous, already there, just waiting to be activated. Then you got to create some videos. Create something catchy. Create something that people want to see. Some of the popular things or really funny things, creative things, how-tos. So that, just create yourself a good video. Now you got to get some viewers. You got to get viewers. You get viewers by giving a good title, using those meta tags like in the description and so forth, so you can come up in the search terms. So you got to get viewers in order to be able to monetize this thing. So that's the first thing. You got to create some catchy videos, then go out and get yourself some subscribers. Now, once you've done that, you've got to start trying to figure out how to monetize it. Let's talk about you can monetize it through affiliate marketing. So let's just say somebody, you have a, you go out and create yourself a really, really popular video. You can actually put like your affiliate marketing link inside that video. And you get paid by how many people buy or how many people click on it. That's one way to get paid through the affiliate marketing channel. Another way you can get paid through the videos is by paid reviews. Let's say if you did a review of somebody's product or service, you went in there and just did it up. Well, a good example is the guy that did the patty pie review. This guy went on a YouTube channel, and he talked about Patty's Pie, and he carried on. He sang. He had people screaming and going back and forth, and so that actually made him a lot of money by reviewing somebody's product. Now, one of the more popular ways and probably the most common way to do it is to make money with Google AdSense. Now, AdSense is a platform that Google has created that allows you to create an advertising platform for your videos. So what you want to do is log into your YouTube account, go to the Creator Studio, choose the channel, go to the status and the features, and there's a button that called Enable Monetization. So you can actually go to your YouTube channel, go to that Creator Studio, select channel, go to status and features, and there's a button called Enable Monetization. So any video that you have out there can actually be monetized. Now, there's some rules now, of course. Now, once you monetize it, you have to create an AdSense account. And that the steps are right there. Once you get into that monetization, it's going to ask you if you have an AdSense account. If you don't, you have to create one. If you already have one, you can just link it to your YouTube account right there in that platform. So once you approve, now you can start monetizing your videos. Now, there's some rules on what you can do and what you can't do once you monetize your videos. One, you can't be you can't be making money on somebody else's creativity. So that means it has to be your own creative work. You can't be using stuff that's profane. You can't go out and purchase a song and then include it in your video. You can't use background music that belongs to somebody else. So the main thing is that it has to be your own original work. So let's just say you did a workshop. You did a workshop and you started to get a lot of views. I mean, it's really good information, something that you actually created. Then you can go to YouTube, get yourself some traffic going, and then hit that little monetization button, and you can actually start getting paid. On your video. Now, there's some other ways you can make money also. YouTube has a partner program. And if you have, like, once you reach, like, a certain number of views and subscribers, Google will actually reach out to you and ask you to become one of their Google partners. Okay? Let's see. Another way to do it is to drive traffic to your blog. If you have a blog or a very popular website, you put up your YouTube video and drive traffic from that video to your blog. And finally, coming soon, Google is launching a mobile live streaming, sort of like Facebook Live, sort of like Periscope. And so people will actually be able to YouTube. They're launching it first for people that have like 10,000 or more subscribers. But then eventually they're going to open it up to everybody where you can actually do live streaming on your YouTube channel. And then they have another feature called Super Chat so that people can actually pay through their YouTube account, through their cell phone, to pay to get like a front row seat of the mobile live streaming. So that's something else that Google is actually they come up with a response to Facebook Live and Periscope and some of these other live video streams out here. So folks, those are ways that you can actually monetize your YouTube account. So if you have a YouTube account, if you need some help with that, you can actually reach out to my company, GatewoodMarketing.com. We'll be glad to walk you through these steps and help you monetize that creative bug that you've already created. I want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Edward Tate. And we'll be back next week at the same time here on The Marketing Pulpit. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.